Källarpodden.
Källarpodden.
Vi har lite chipspodd.
Welcome back to the Basement Podcast. Now we're talking to...
I don't know.
Disease. From Macedonia.
From Macedonia. And what's your name and what do you play?
I am Marco, I play drums.
Yes.
I'm Alex, I do guitar and vocals.
Yes.
I'm Spaghi, I play bass.
Yes.
That's it.
And you've come all the way from Macedonia to here.
Yeah, this is I guess the 35th day of our 3-month tour.
Yes.
So there is still a long way to go, but so far so good.
So far so good?
Yeah, had few issues along the road, but we are
like
holding like troopers. Financial issues on the Danish border and spreading butt cheeks on the
Swedish border.
Swedish border. Getting out of the ferry and going into the custody and just...
It's always
stripping and... But it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
If you don't like it, show your ass.
Show your
it's
ass.
It's always a good method.
You've done the stripping.
Of course.
And now you're here. Yeah. What do you think about Sweden so far?
Well, it's not our first time here, so...
Okay. You've been here before?
2017,
we had several gigs. We played in Umeå, we played in Luleå, we played in Arvika, then
Göteborg
also, we played in Truckstop Alaska, and I think those were the, like four or five gigs or something.
Okay.
That was it.
How long have you been playing for?
Me personally, in the band?
The band.
As a band, we're like since 2012.
Okay.
But as this lineup since 2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
So quite the time.
Yeah. What else can I tell you? What keeps the continuation of the band is maybe probably we record lots of stuff. We often record. We don't play that often in Skopje.
Okay.
Because the scene is non-existent.
Yeah.
Maybe there is interest, maybe there is not, but we play in special occasions, usually to support a foreign band or if we personally want to do a gig, we play like once in 3 months or something.
Yeah. So
okay.
It's basically like our 2 gigs in a year.
Okay.
Most.
This is like some sort of act of determination doing a 3 month gig.
Yeah. So how many gigs have you played so far on this tour?
So far, I can tell, we can tell. How many free days we had? Maybe then we'll see.
Five
or six days.
So usually you play like 2 gigs a year, but when you go on tour now, you play like 60 gigs.
I checked the tour's stops and dates, and I was like, oh my god, it was very many. A lot of the stops.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Well, it's self-explanatory if you would know where we come from.
Yeah.
Skopje and Macedonia generally is not a really bad place to live, but it's kind of stale and flatline life.
Okay.
So, for example, for this tour, everyone, the 8 people, or 6 of us quit their jobs because it was whatever.
Okay.
They don't lose anything if they keep their jobs, you know. This is like this is something to remember, and the job is whatever. It doesn't pay.
Okay. Let us quit their jobs.
Totally understand. Okay. But we have had bands from different countries, from Ukraine, from
Ukraine.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Hungary,
and some other things. But what is Macedonia like?
You have good food. You have a good, pretty nice countryside, mountain. It's a mountain country.
Yeah.
Cheap cigarettes.
Well,
good beer. good wine.
Good beer. Because I tried to do some research, like, about Macedonia, and all I could find was that you have changed name of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Greece.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the latest news.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's that like was like 1 month ago.
Yeah. So now it's called Northern Macedonia.
Northern Macedonia. When we passed the Greek border, they put a sticker on our plate, registration plate. So it's kind of confusing when you go in other countries, you know, especially when you go north, they just like, what is this? You know, what is this?
Yeah. Why was that? Why was that so important to Greece?
Why was it important? Maybe you should ask some of the
Greeks. That's like a 25 or more years long conflict.
It's like it's like a Slipknot that's been very long. Like we weren't important to Greece while we were in Yugoslavia. Yeah. After Yugoslavia, we suddenly became important to them.
Okay.
So, but I think that the Greeks have a quarrel with the whole world. It's not just us. They even the Greeks, when we go on a concert, some of the older guys, older punks who are more conscientious, they tell us, don't worry about it. We hate everyone. It's not just you. We hate everyone.
So, okay, so it's like that. So how's the punk scene in Macedonia? The northern Macedonia?
The punk scene... In the moment, it's like pretty small.
Okay.
There are not like many bands or anything. It's a big gap from the past and the present. Since Yugoslavia, most of the punk scene got hooked on heroin.
Okay.
When it spread out, so it's pretty much like a big gap. So now it's like pretty non-existent.
Okay.
Like 2-3 punk bands existing.
Okay.
The whole of the country.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
God. Okay. So what? It was big in like the 70s, 80s.
Pretty much.
Okay. Like, and then it died with.
With spreading of heroin and drugs.
Okay.
In the early, late 90s.
Early 90s, yeah, it was everywhere. It was cheap shit. everybody was hooked on heroin. So, especially punks.
Okay. But now is it coming back? Is it on the rise or is it like...
No, it's just like our collective, and there's some other collective that do like extreme music. Like there are several friends of ours that do like kind of doom metal and hybrid variations of doom music, doom metal.
Yeah.
I have I play in a metal band. Other than that, I play We're Disease, and then we have this other band called Angza.
Okay.
That's maybe a little bit more technical than this, and other bands, and I don't know. Other than that, we have some local heroes, punk bands, but they just stayed local, like.
Yeah.
Flux. Flux.
Yeah.
And then Persa.
Yeah, there's like few bands that are like cult bands, but not doing much.
Okay.
So it's pretty much.
So how did you get on the world tour? What's the story behind that?
Oh.
Our buddy Ergin from Black Against Night Records, he does all the job.
Okay.
You know, we just tell him for how long we want to go. You know, just.
Yeah,
a bit of logistics how he should manage the tour.
You know?
If we wanna go north, we wanna go for 3 months, and he does all the things. You know,
the first plan was like more than 90 days, but since we are not in the European Union, we are not allowed to go outside the country European Union more than 90 days. So the maximum was 90 days. So
okay.
We did the most of it, like 3 months, and after this tour we gotta stay in the country for like 6 months. We can go out in the UA.
Weird.
Yeah. So if you're gone for 3 months, you have to stay for 6 months.
Yeah.
But if you go for 1 month, then you can go.
It maybe it's like
3-3-3-3.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Hmm. Why is that?
Weird
Schengen. Was that?
Because of the Schengen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visa.
Oh, yes. Schengen-avtalet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird.
Register. Yeah. Register all.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's your music about? What is it like that fuels you, drives you?
It's just passion about punk.
Yeah.
About this is straightforward, is about the deed and the work of Kawakami in this close. Yeah, okay. That's what the first main thing. That's why the band started in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. Yeah, it's Kawakami spirit. Is defeatistic lyrics and just pulverizing rhythm and just repeating the same in some hypnotic manner.
Hello, fuckers.
Yeah.
Hello.
You talk a lot about noise, like on your webpage and on your Facebook. And is that you want to make noise?
For sure.
We'll listen to a big variety of music, like if in the van we listen from country to rap to metal to calypso and sometimes mambo and all kinds of shit. We listen to everything, like but this particular band is about hammer in your forehead.
Yes.
Jaga 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 jaga.
Yeah.
Actually, when we finished our previous tour, which was like a long, like 60 days, like 2 months, we decided to make another band because it was like pretty much we were all done with this like dupa dupa the beat.
Yeah.
So that's why we make Angza.
Okay.
So if it's about disease, you gotta to stay like still. This is what it is. If you need some changes, the band will stop.
Okay.
So we're not pretty much like doing some experimental things.
We can do a other type of music. It would be under a different name or something. But as far as disease goes, it's just, I think it's just going to stay this or just a bit of variation of the sound.
Okay. So what do you think about being on World Tour? Is it like, you must be tired? It must, or is it, how is it to be on such long from home?
As long as there is beer and drugs, it's okay. I think we'll all agree of that.
It sounds good, but you know, you get more and more torn. For each day and a week. You can't say you're then you're a machine.
Maybe you're weak.
Yes. I'm probably. But I'm just saying, I understand if they feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because you usually do after a couple of days.
Yeah, not all of our gigs are good. Like sometimes we sound like shit, sometimes we sound good.
Yeah, but I think even the shitty gigs are okay. Mm. Pretty decent. It's not like I think the worst gig we had was pretty decent.
Okay, what was that? What was your worst?
In Stockholm yesterday.
I don't know, maybe Gothenburg was kind of shit, but nobody noticed.
Okay, what was bad about it?
The metaphor was
we weren't
idiots.
Synchronized.
Okay.
I guess.
As we can be.
Yeah. Okay. You never had a gig where something like have happened or?
Oh no, we.
Yeah, like.
The worst gig for me was in Oslo, 2016, where we have like 5 minutes to play.
5 minutes.
Yeah. We played like 4 songs in 5 minutes, and that was it.
Thank you.
Sometimes
goodbye.
It's like, but yeah.
Yeah, and we had a really, really bad gig that turned out to be the best gig we ever had.
That
was like 2 years ago in Berlin in Kopi. We were kind of wasted and it was just...
What happens in Kupi stays in Kupi.
Yeah, when you like you pick up your instrument, you sit on the drums, you pick up the guitar, and just for the on the first stroke, you think, how is this going to work out? Oh my God, I'm in such trouble, you know. But in the end, everybody goes ape shit, you know, like, yeah.
Of course you do. You're drunk also.
I guess. You know, it's the thing is, with this kind of long tour, the less you think about how many dates you have to do, the less you feel it like an obligation, you know?
Yeah.
So even if you have a bad flow, it's some sort of flow, you know? Somebody will notice your weird energy or something, you know, that you're not in the mood. They will help you out, then you can help out somebody else and in the crew.
Yeah.
So that's how we manage. You
know. And I think it's easier after maybe 2 weeks than it is after 3 days or something.
You came
to the lifestyle. First week is
just anxiety full on, like how it is going to work. How am I going? Then it gets easier. It gets easier. You get into the, you know, into the mode.
Into a loop.
Into the loop.
Pretty much a loop. It's. I think it quite depends on how you look at it, because it's quite scary for me to imagine when I go back. As more days are going past by. It's like, as soon as this is finished, I need to get a job and to do the daily life.
Yeah, so this is worse than whatever
shit
can happen on a tour. Like, coming back.
I'd rather do this for a few more
years.
But do you have any kids or family members or anything like that?
No. Yeah.
Because that's the thing that gets me. I can't be away too long from my daughter. So I would never be on a month tour because I would miss her too much.
I think none of us have kids. We're like in the middle 30s, most of us.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of.
Let's say average 30.
Yeah. Not that you know of.
Yeah.
He might have a couple of trolls running around.
Plus we get along really good, so that's also
for me that's all. I can be away from home but my daughter.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have to get back to her. No.
Okay, so I was wondering about how, like, I'm very curious about Macedonia. I'm gonna have a lot of questions about it. I'm really curious, but I wanted to know, like, what's the difference now from when you were with Yugoslavia and now? Is it like worse? Is it better? Is it? You talked a lot about drugs, person.
Well,
what's the biggest difference? What's the difference like?
Well, Macedonia was always one of these countries that was in the shadow of the bigger countries like Croatia and Serbia. And when we split and Yugoslavia departed, it kind of the Greeks attacked us. We had an embargo that was like a long period, like an embargo. And then we came to a temporary solution for the name of the country, that would be former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, and that name lasted for 1 month ago. So we had like two governments, two different social democratic party, and we had this like VMRO, I don't know how it's translated. And that's it, like two parties just switching from one mandate to other. 4 years, one party. The first one, they were shit in the beginning. The second one was also shit, but then they new faces came in that VMRO party. They were really fucking smart, really, really cunning criminals.
Okay. I read something about corruption, like in the...
Yeah. And there's this smart guy called Nikola Gruevski. He is a really smart cunt. He did like this when he appeared in the first, like in the elections, he was promising like, Macedonia will blossom and it will do certain things. And he managed to do those, the promises, to fulfill the promises in within 2 years, everything he said. And he got all the people to believe him, like that he's a good guy. And after those 2 years, it all became like total shit. Total. But he was a smart cunt and really like organized in logistics and everything.
Yeah, kind of like a Hitler, you know.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. But really bad taste. Really bad taste. They changed the whole character of the city, okay, like with bad architecture and everything. After that, now we have the same assholes from the Social Democratic Party.
Okay.
But they became, they bugged the opposite party. They bugged their phones and certain things came to light. Really dark shit came to light.
Okay.
Murders of
innocent
people, children, massacres and everything. And they bugged their phones. So that's how they managed to come to
power.
To overturn.
Yeah, overturn
the whole situation. Yeah.
Okay.
And these guys are really stupid. Every one of them.
Really. Usually stupid. They are.
Usually. Everyone else.
But even bad thieves, even bad unorganized. So we're back in poverty and everything.
Okay. But was it like full on communist before?
It was
in Yugoslavia.
In Yugoslavia, it was communist, but it was Macedonia felt like the lighter side of communism, and I think Serbia, they had those red passports that everybody brags about from former Yugoslavia. You know, when you talk to somebody who's from 60 years old or 50, late in their late 50s, they always talk about those red passports. Oh, we could go everywhere with this. Yeah, we didn't care about it. We could sleep on a bench, you know, in a park or in the center of the city. No one would touch us. No one would hurt us, you know. Get those kind of stories. I think that it was good for them.
Yeah.
They didn't know much about the reality of communism, but they got the light side of the communism.
The good parts.
No one had to work like overtime or something. Everybody had money and everybody had food, and they could go on vacations on weekends everywhere. So that was like, I think, overall communism in Macedonia.
Okay, but it was the lighter version.
Not like hardcore Russia. It wasn't Russia, it was an Eastern Bloc, shit like that.
Okay, so you were kind of
Germany.
Lucky.
No. That way. It was Tito.
Oh.
Josip Broz Tito.
It was a politician, or?
Yeah, he was president of Yugoslavia. Like when you see a interview with Tito, or when you see a speech from him, he would say stuff like, we are failing at this field, we are failing at this, we are failing at this, we need to correct that, you know. One of those politicians who would say like, people are suffering because we are not doing our jobs right.
Yeah,
if you check him out, Josip Broz Tito, you would see speeches like that.
Okay.
But he was also cunning.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All politicians.
Good thief and a good liar.
Trust
he would steal,
me,
but he would
I
give,
would
you know.
I would make everything fine.
Yeah.
Just vote for me.
He was also a smart cunt.
Okay. We talked about that with someone else, that we here in Sweden, we talked with the band that was in, they talked about Venezuela and the situation there, and like, we don't get those kind of news. We don't we know about Syria, like, in Sweden, that's the news we get, about the war in Syria or something like that. We never get news from like any other countries in the world. We only know what's happened, the big things, like, we don't know that there's a, like, a military coup in Venezuela, we don't know that there's a racist president in Brazil, we know nothing of these things here in Sweden, like, we only get what these big things in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of interesting,
yeah.
I think.
It is.
How is it like, how's the media?
My media.
Mm. Yeah, but like, yeah.
Media in Macedonia, they are all biased.
Yeah.
As I said, those two parties, there are certain medias, televisions, radio stations, they are on the that side. And
okay.
No free media.
No.
It's like maybe like American oriented, like Republicans.
Depends who's in power.
Depends who's in power.
Yeah.
Who's in whose turn it is to be in power.
Yeah.
So do you see a light in the tunnel or something? Is it gonna get better or is it going like this forever? Forth and back, this party, that party, and this. Glory! Oh, they are shit! We got glory! Oh,
it's probably going to be forever, like,
yes.
It's been so far.
Yeah, until
it improved like 100 times.
Until the US gets interest in you.
And bombed us.
Oil.
Yes.
Oh, then you're fucked.
Then you're fucked. Yeah, so, like, you're a punk band from Macedonia, you're in Sweden, you're on tour. What's next? Like, you're doing the tour, yeah.
What's next gig in Umeå?
Next?
Yeah?
Well,
next
yeah,
Umeå.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Umeå.
And in your records?
Yeah. New record?
When
well,
we get back home, anything
we have
plenty
new? Of time to think about new.
Yeah, when we get back, I'm sure that
yeah,
we'll record before. Something new.
Yeah. Do you do it yourself or is there a studio?
Yeah, we pretty much do it ourselves.
Just in our garage.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's okay. I like that sound the best. Like two fancy studios, the sound gets very clean. And
can
it's
I
like
take
like
one of this?
Yeah, it's Bjudöl.
We usually record, I record the drums, afterwards they record the guitars and vocals and everything.
Yeah.
It's like
we would do it on 1, 2, 3, like all together, but it's better when you can put a little spice on it.
Touch, yeah, you know. It is very.
Yeah, we do it in our practice place, which is more or less something like this.
Okay.
But it's like in underground garages.
Okay.
And that's where we put the gigs for the band that go on tour. Because there are like no pubs or bars in the
okay.
In Skopje.
So you have like a similar situation.
Yeah, pretty much. There
okay.
are like
cool.
no squats or whatever whatsoever to do for the bands that go on tour. So
have any Swedish bands?
Adrestia, yeah.
Okay,
Adrestia was playing like 2 years ago, maybe.
Which one?
Adrestia?
I think we had lots of Swedish bands, but in the past.
Okay.
We had Children of Fall. We had. Oh. Entret. What bands did we have?
We're still waiting for Svavel Dioxide to come.
Yes.
We come.
Just tell us. And,
you just have to buy him a train ticket.
Buy the plane ticket.
So we'll come, you know. We'll come.
So what did you think about being in a podcast? Have you been in one before?
Yes.
Only once.
We've done several interviews. But
Been in a podcast.
Yes, I was.
He was quiet all the time, just
I didn't
like
say
shit now.
But now you're on the Swedish internet, and you will be. Maybe it will give you some listeners. Maybe you will give us some listeners.
That's great.
Yeah, it's an exchange of listeners. A very great exchange of ears.
Let's talk more about drugs.
Let's talk more about drugs.
I hope we said something intelligent.
Yeah, I actually have to quit and end the show right now.
We're just getting started.
Oh, no, no, don't do it.
So I just wanted to say thank you for coming and doing the interview. And your gig was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was really fun that you wanted to talk to us.
I was really impressed by how you just kept going and going.
That's his fault.
That's
my fault.
No stop between the songs. You was just bam,
driving
bam,
it,
going wide. Like how does you cope? I was mostly thinking about you, because the drummer is usually the one that gets tired.
Yeah, it's just technique. Okay. Even though it's loud, I don't hit that hard.
Yeah.
I just hold the stick like this with my.
Yeah, but you don't get tired in the arms or something.
Yeah, my shoulders get tired, but it's like
this technique, right?
Fingers and wrists, and that's
yeah.
it.
Like up here.
I just found a way how to control it.
Mm. Okay.
It was difficult in the beginning, but when we decided to make it like non-stop without pauses, we practiced a little bit and I just found a way how to do it, and it's just effective.
Non-stop.
I can do it every day. Some days are better, some days are I'm off. But
like now,
but are you a schooled? Are you a schooled drummer?
No. I just drums are my passion. You know.
Yeah,
I've
because
like
I heard you earlier, and you play like.
Yeah, I was like since I was 12 years old. Since
Jessica,
I saw like Dave Weckl and Vinny Colaiuta, it was like to me. They messed up my mind. I didn't understand anything they were playing, but it was just like. I forget about playing sports and basketball. It's all about
drums
and music.
Yeah.
Well, we would like to thank you all for doing the gig.
Yes, thank you for coming.
All the bands, all the Oxid, Joker, which is my hero, man.
Thank you for talking to us. Have a nice tour. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you too.
Thank you for hearing us.
Yeah. Så det var det 89:e avsnittet av Källarpodden. Vi måste ju säga att vi kör live. We're doing a live show to support Palestine. In May 8th, because Eurovision is in Israel, yeah, and we like, so we're doing a live show on the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So 18th of May. So yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
Och sen så.
Of course.
I don't know. Not.
Ostämman.
Maybe. Ostämman.
Maybe.
Och sen bli Patreons. Vi har ju flera hundra stycken nu. Vi måste ha fler hundra till.
Palestinian chicken.
Så vi syns, vi hörs. Hej då!
Det är väl ungefär vad jag hade förväntat mig av den här skitkanalen som jag just nu är med i.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
Följ min sida så kör vi en ny live och pratar om den svenska
kuken
snart igen. Och jag kommer snart också ge mig ut i
röven
och göra nya livesända reportage.
Källarpodden!
Tack så jättemycket för att ni tittade ikväll. Hej!